Don't make me say I told you so, so.
Who the Super Bowl winning quarterback was, Chris Webber.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Don't make me say I told you so.
Matthew Stafford. I just want to say.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I told you so.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guest, former South Carolina men's basketball coach, Frank Martin, Michigan head coach Juwan Howard, plus from Fox's Welcome to Fletch, actor Sean William Scott. And now, it's Rich
okay.
Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to this edition. Can confirm. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show on a crazy off the hook Wednesday. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We say hello to our Peacock audience, our NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM Channel 85 audience, the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Affiliate Network audience, to anybody listening in on Odyssey, to anybody checking us out on our podcast anytime. You're darn well pleased, because it's your right at the Cumulus Podcast Network. And of course, our YouTube watchers, when everything is done, you can catch everything up on the Rich Eisen Show at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, which is also the handle for our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook feeds at Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Christopher Brockman.
Hey, Rich, what's happening, man?
DJ Mikey D, is in D's Nuts.
Hey, Rich.
Good to see you, Mike. And then if the candle's already lit. My God, the candle was lit about a half an hour ago, quite frankly, but you literally just lit it, TJ Jefferson.
And also, here's the deal. I know Sean William Scott. If I run into him going to the bathroom, I will not leave him outside.
Certainly, if he's all decked in, like, Wisconsin gear or whatever. He went to the University of Wisconsin. I don't know. But anyway, he's in hour number three, and all holy heck can break loose between now and then. Also, top of hour number three is my basketball coach, Juwan Howard. We had Chris Webber on yesterday. Let's get the genuine article Fab Five member, the head coach of Michigan basketball, Juwan Howard, slated to join us right after Michigan's done with practice in San Antonio in advance of taking on Villanova, the school that beat Michigan in the 2018 national championship game.
Payback.
That'll be in an hour number three, and then you throughout at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial here on this program. And Frank Martin, formerly of South Carolina, now looks like he's part of the paparazzi. One bookend of the Lex Luthor combination of Rex Chapman and him on television. He was great to watch last week. He's going to join us top of hour number two. Yes. So, look, I've been around this NFL world for a while, as you know. And when free agency hits, it usually starts, as you know, about 2-3 days before the new league year opens up. And then about a week after the new league year opens up, that's about it. All the big moves, big booms are kind of done by then. And I thought today we'd be talking about the big moves potentially being made with Tyrann Mathieu still out there. Bobby Wagner still out there. You've got some big time names that are still out there to be signed. And just when you thought Matt Corral's pro day would be the biggest news of this NFL Wednesday, out comes the fact that Tyreek Hill's pissed at the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are basically not wanting to pay him, I guess, all those Devontae Adams dollars, I guess. And then the news comes out that he's wanting a trade, and the Chiefs are like, go ahead and seek it. And and it looks like that might be happening today. Adam Schefter, along with my colleague Ian Rappaport at ESPN and the NFL Media Group, respectively, Schefter saying the Jets and Dolphins are seriously talking for Tyreek Hill. Looks like his time could be coming to an end, says Adam Schefter. Ian Rappaport tweeted out that blockbuster trade is coming. And Albert Breer, a friend from Sports Illustrated, retweets that, saying trade could happen soon. A lot of back and forth between the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill went into this. Kansas City basically sees Hill as gone at this point.
Wow.
Ian and Tom Pelissero and Mike Garofalo reporting that Marquez Valdes-Scantling is in Kansas City for a free agency meeting today. And Ian Rappaport saying that the Packers were in on this hunt for Tyreek Hill, but not really in on it now. It really is coming down to the Jets and the Dolphins, and apparently it's the Dolphins who Tyreek Hill wants to go to. And Stephon Diggs, I believe, sums it up succinctly on his Twitter account as he tweeted out, the hell going on?
Like 15 minutes ago.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, that is appropriate.
The hell going on?
Like, seriously.
What the hell's going on?
And I think it might be as simple as Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs were talking about a long-term contract extension and things were clearly under the radar and going along seemingly well enough that it didn't raise to this threat level until Davante Adams signs for all that money in Vegas and the Raiders tweet out a photograph of him yesterday in silver and black. And it's kind of wild to see him hold up a 17 Adams jersey in silver and black and a new seemingly custom-made suit with the Raiders crest inside his left breast pocket. It's unbelievable. What the hell's going? The hell going on? Correct.
My man looks Stephon, like money.
I think you nailed it.
The hell going on?
I love it.
So let's take this one piece at a time. As you know, I'm all about players getting theirs when they can get theirs in this crazy world where you're one snap away when trying to figure out if you want to. If you have to either get into the media or find out another business because you can't play football anymore. So you got to get yours when you can get yours in this leverage junkie league. You've got to go and get yours when you've got the leverage to get yours. And Tyreek Hill wants his. Since coming in the league in 2016, he's been dynamite. He's been dynamite. And
not many better.
Okay. And he takes the top of the defense off. He is unguardable cutting across the field. Look, I don't need to go into his resume and his work, body of work. We all know it. But I would be hard-pressed to sit there and think I should be leaving Patrick Mahomes behind. I understand that he's phenomenal, and belief in self is another thing I preach here. But to say I can do it anywhere with anybody and go to Super Bowls and championship games, consecutive years, championship games, and Super Bowls every other year, boy, you got to swallow hard and you got to figure that out. And the Benjamins are going to be there, I think, in either place. The question is how much do you want to be the highest paid guy? And I know Davante Adams just left Aaron Rodgers. But he's going to a spot where he's with his college quarterback. It's not just anybody where they're going to have to learn a sixth sense with one another. It's kind of built in.
Yeah, they had 25 touchdowns this last year in college.
I don't know, and you can't relive old school days like with your boy Blue, you know, like you got to get still, into it. But it's not like, you know, the cupboard's bare in Vegas. I would have to really think hard. And the Chiefs, too. You know, I know everybody believes in system. This is a great match, and I don't know why it's got a divorce. It's got to break up, and I'm curious to know why the Chiefs won't give him what he wants. Is there something going on behind the scenes, which is another thing with Hill, with the Chiefs? The Chiefs drafted him when nobody was touching him because of the way he was coming into the league with red flags all over the place. And we know that there were red flags popping up all over the place a couple of years ago in a situation that turned out to be something that wasn't what it was meant or was purported to be. Anybody can go Google that. I don't know, man. I mean, if the Chiefs are sitting there thinking, we'll just draft another receiver or we'll get Marquez Valdes-Scantling and we just got Juju Smith-Schuster and we've got Kelsey, I would swallow hard before making that move, too. I can't wait to hear what this is all about. If it's about money and they don't want to pay him, then why not? I think my friend Greg Rosenthal at the Around the NFL podcast and the NFL Media Group, he was like, if the Chiefs don't want to pay Tyreek Hill, that might be a red flag for other teams before they should pay Tyreek Hill.
Right.
this doesn't make the Chiefs better, and I don't know if it makes Tyreek Hill better. But that said, let's take a look at where he wants to go. Apparently wants to go to Miami, and by the end of this show, he might be a Dolphin. As Adam Schefter saying, the Jets and Dolphins now have trades in. Question now becomes where Hill wants to become the highest paid wide receiver in NFL history. For now, Hill is said to be torn. As you know, so was Watson, and then he wasn't. So the Jets want to make him the highest paid receiver in history, and so do the Dolphins. And to the Jets, I'm like, you know what? If I was the Jets, I would push it until the Dolphins, you know, until Stephen Ross has to even blink about spending money, it's which like he probably doesn't.
It's like your auction league in fantasy. Like, you don't really want the guy, but you want to push him up so everyone else has to pay a little bit more.
That is
and again,
exactly it,
Chris. I might be in these words by the end of the show. Tyreek Hill comes to the New York Jets. He would easily be the most remarkable receiver the Jets have had in years. You know, the Jets had Keyshawn. The Jets had, you know, Wesley Walker. They had Rob Moore. You know, I'm trying to think of some other Jets receivers that would even be remotely in the area code of somebody as dynamic as Tyreek Hill. I don't think they're, I mean, Don Maynard.
Shout out Wayne Corbett, Rich.
I mean,
Maynard, yeah. Rest in peace.
You know what I mean? Like, it would be amazing, and he would be there with Elijah Moore, and he'd be there with Michael Carter, these young kids that they drafted. They got Corey Davis. They just got two tight ends in free agency. They're building the offensive line. I just don't know how Tyreek Hill's going to fit in New York City. I have no earthly idea what his personality is, and whatever happened in Kansas City a couple years ago that was a firestorm there, based on his personal life, would be a campfire in New York City. But the Jets think they want to win now. And again, he would leave Mahomes behind for a second-year quarterback who's got apparently the upside of Mahomes, as Tony Romo said last year, and didn't see much of it. Saw more out of that out of Mike White last year than Zach Wilson. But let's just say he wants to go to Miami. And Miami's thinking about it, and they are, and they're ready to make him the highest paid receiver. I mean, you're there with Jalen Waddle, and they just got Cedric Wilson from the Cowboys, and they have Devontae Parker already, and Mike Gesicki, and the running backs are Chase Edmonds from Arizona, who they got in free agency. By the way, did you know Raheem Mostert signed there?
I did not realize
which, you
that
know, Mike
too,
McDaniel
sorry.
From San Francisco knows all about him. And there's Tua with Teddy Bridgewater behind him, and Teddy's not saying who's starting. And there's no state tax, which is what I believe will be the ultimate deciding factor. If you're the highest paid player receiver in the history of the game, you might want to hold on to more of your money.
Yeah.
New York will take a little bit out of your pocket. Somebody's probably sitting there. Some CPA is probably sitting there with a... a slide rule in front of Tyreek Hill, and it's a very simple dollars and cents. If it's about money, he's going to Miami. But I cannot believe that one of the great, two of the great, how about this? In this free agency world where we're talking about is Rodgers staying and Brady then parachutes in, I'm returning. And in between those two things, Russell Wilson gets traded to Denver. Deshaun Watson, it comes out of a grand jury in Texas, is not going to be criminally charged from his 22 civil cases that have been placed upon him. So once the criminal charges are removed, the NFL, four teams fall all over themselves to go get him, while the civil cases are on top of him. And the one team that gets him is the one team that says $230 million guaranteed dollars, which changes the way I think everybody's going to be doing business in the NFL forevermore with these contracts. And in that wake, Baker Mayfield breaks up with the Browns first, but doesn't have a spot to land because Atlanta sends Matt Ryan to Indianapolis because the Colts, amidst all this, say, Carson Wentz, get out. We will take our losses. get out. And the Washington Commanders are like, we'll take him, after they're probably like, hey, Russ, how are we on your pay no mind list? We gave more to Seattle than Denver gave Seattle. And Marcus Mariota is going back in the day with Atlanta, which needs an inexpensive option at quarterback because they're taking a $40 million cap hit on Matt Ryan, for whom they only get a third-round pick back. And Terry Fontenot, the general manager of the Falcons, says, we did that out of goodness to Matt Ryan. If we had opened it up to other places, we could have gotten more. And I'm wondering where those other places are, just like Baker Mayfield, because I don't know where he's landing, because Jameis Winston winds up going back to New Orleans once they lost out on Deshaun Watson. And in the midst of all of that, not one, but apparently two, the top two, you've got to say, I don't think there's any argument, the top two quarterback wide receiver combinations in the National Football League break up like the Beatles.
Broken up? Like, what is happening?
That Fab Four of Rodgers and Adams and Hill and Mahomes breaking up.
First, the Fat Boys breakup, TJ.
Right?
What is
happening?
Every
day I wake up.
Once again, the great laureate poet of Buffalo, New York, as he tweeted out upon the news of Tyreek Hill being on the market, the hell going on? Says Stephon Diggs.
The hell going on?
Honestly, give him an award for the greatest four-word tweet. To sum everything up.
I mean, if you want to throw in Russell and DK too in there, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That top three.
Gone.
Yeah.
See ya.
Meanwhile, Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase are just smoking cigars.
And by the way, Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper.
That's four.
Say what you will. That was a combo. Gone.
And Burrow and Jamar Chase smoking cigars.
I'm just like, hey,
while
cool.
Burrow is more well protected.
Yeah.
Don't tell me the Bengals aren't a major threat for time to come.
I'm still tripping off of Trent Dilfer's comments about.
Well, he didn't like what they are up front. Maybe we'll get him back on now that we see what's up front.
Yeah, I'd like to know if he wanted to redact that statement. Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know.
Things change. At the time when he said it, he probably, it was true.
But we all knew they had, like we said, they had one job, fix that line, and they did it.
The hell going on is right.
What the hell's going on here?
844-204-RICH wow. is the number to dial here on the program. We're on Tyreek Hill watch today, folks. Didn't think we would be. But this trade goes down. The Chiefs are not better for it. Period. You know, and Brett Veach, we trust, they say in Kansas City, not better for it. Period. End of story. And Tyreek Hill remains to be seen if he's better for it, too. I don't know, man. You know, if he's going to Miami and New York, if those are his options, he's going to spots with second-year quarterback in New York and a third-year quarterback in Miami with all sorts of question marks around him. New head coach coming in, who I have all the faith in Mike McDaniel, as you know, he had me at hello on this program. But neither of them are remotely in the country code of Patrick Mahomes. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on a shocking start to Wednesday. When we come back, there is a new shrug emoji division and new shrug emoji team in the NFL 1 week through free agency. We'll talk about all of that. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this show. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot of March Madness talk on the brain today with Frank Martin and my head coach, Juwan Howard, joining us. Michigan's practicing right now in San Antonio, getting ready for Villanova on Thursday night.
Ooh, what a game.
And then Sean Williams Scott will be here in studio. He's in a Fox program New Fox program Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. Welcome to Flatch. Funny guy, Sean William Scott. Great, fun celebrity true or false with him involving Christopher Walken and a fake birthday of his.
Oh. Hello.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's quite a tease. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Before you take our first break, Callaway Odyssey, the number one putter in all of golf. And when they say they're number one putter on tour, there's really some substance behind it, because not one, not two, but three tours. Put them all together. PGA Tour, LPGA Champions Tour in 2021. 37 major championships. Go back, 37 of them. Not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won major championships in 2021 with an Odyssey. Xander Schauffele brought home gold from Japan last summer as well. He's a Callaway guy playing an Odyssey putter. But it's the game-changing innovations, the steady stream of those, and consistent performance that makes the number one putter on tour a Callaway Odyssey. I keep telling you about the legendary White Hot insert and the new Tri-Hot 5K, a mind-blowing combination of a classic blade that plays with the forgiveness of a mallet. It's the exact reason why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most, that sort of performance and innovation. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com today. Back on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment. Don't go anywhere. The hell going on is right. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show, Terrestrial Radio Network. Still just trying to soak in what the hell is going on in the NFL, where Davante Adams is introduced as the highest paid receiver in the game by the Las Vegas Raiders on a Tuesday. And on Wednesday morning, we wake up to the fact that the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill are breaking up. And Hill is currently, wherever he is right now, torn in a decision between the Jets and the Dolphins. Between the Jets and the Dolphins. And if it's about money, he's going to Miami. There's no state tax. That's that simple. That's why half the NFL has a P.O. box in the state of Florida.
Yeah, that saves him about almost 11%.
Please.
State income tax.
I mean, so he can be torn only once.
Rich goes out, please.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if it's about money.
Uh-huh. Which it seems like it is.
Guys, it's never about money. Don't you know that? It's never about money.
Yeah.
And again,
Leaving Patrick Mahomes is only about one thing.
Want to go to Miami? Go to South Beach? Take your talents there? I mean, and Mike McDaniel is there? I mean, if Mike McDaniel, he was already saying draft Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
I mean, Waddle and Hill and
Gesicki.
All right, we're not there yet. We'll get there when we can.
You guys are overlooking the biggest thing, I think maybe it had to do with some Jackson Mahomes, Tyreek Hill TikTok beef. And the town wasn't big enough for both of them to TikTok in. Someone had to go. I'm just saying, that's how kids work these days.
That's the social media grandmaster, the Rich Eisen Show.
Just me looking for a not so obvious.
Are you taking your football takes from my oldest son, Xander Eisen, now?
Well, you know,
the X-Man is all about the TikTok.
I try to stay current. I like to know what the kids are talking about.
He did give you some hints when he called in a few months ago. So while we're waiting for Tyreek. So
is that a fantasy name?
Waiting for Tyreek. So, you know, we're a week into free agency, and you're already sensing right now, even well before the draft, that the AFC South right now, if I had to peg it coming out, as you know, every year when we preview divisions, preview season, I know we're half of a calendar year away from the NFL season beginning, but... we always peg the shrug emoji division. We have no idea what it's going to be, how competitive it can be. And then there's one team that could be terrific or not so terrific. And the AFC South is that right now. I mean, the AFC West is off the charts, deepest end of the pool, without a doubt. That's it. Even with Tyreek Hill leaving, it's the deepest end of the pool.
Just because of those quarterbacks.
Oh, my God. And the pass rushers that have now entered that division as well. So, my gosh, the AFC South, you take a look at it, you're just going to assume Tennessee is going to be the front runner for it because they still have Derrick Henry and they still have the reigning coach of the year, and they're not going to be appreciably different, right? Julio Jones isn't that big of a loss because he really wasn't, when it all came down to it, that much of an add either, right? And I like Robert Woods. That's a hell of an addition right there. The Colts. I mean, Matt Ryan showed up yesterday. I've never seen a guy show up to a spot and look like he's been there for 15 years on his first day, more like Matt Ryan. And I think part of that is because he is such a Peyton Manning acolyte, okay? That he has the drop back passer, tall, CEO, fully grown adult in the room look that Peyton Manning, without a doubt, perfected with that statue in front of the stadium and out in Indianapolis. And Matt Ryan just looks like he's been there forever. What an ad. I mean, Frank Reich, maybe in his first sit-down meeting with Matt Ryan, and Chris Ballard with his first sit-down meeting with Matt Ryan after what we are assuming their experience with Carson Wentz was like and how it soured, they had to be just out of their minds saying, this is just a third-round selection we coughed up. And that's another thing, too. I just can't wrap your head around sometimes in the NFL why somebody who is, you know, that much of a difference maker, which Matt Ryan is, his addition took the Colts from an absolute disaster, which is going and getting somebody who is either unproven or totally green. And the unproven, I just called Baker Mayfield unproven. Or somebody coming off of an injury like a surgery like Jimmy Garoppolo. And now we're rightfully talking about the Colts as a Super Bowl contender because they were a team that was on the cusp of making the playoffs last year as the 49ers did, the team you didn't want to face in the playoffs. But it's just a third-round pick because he's expensive. Well, he's old. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. There's more factors, right? But... when it all comes down to it, would you give up a third-round pick if it turned your organization from troubled and in a corner at the most important position for a team that is otherwise ready to go right now and get first. You out of that predicament? Would you cough up a third-round pick for that?
Give up a first.
Yeah, right? Oh, man, I don't know. Anybody who sit here and says that they know what the Texans are going to look like next year, good luck. I have no idea. Lovie Smith was on this show a few weeks ago. He's like, we look at the Bengals and say, why not us? They went from drafting fifth overall, made the Super Bowl. A couple of years before that, Niners went from drafting second overall, made the Super Bowl. Texans now have not one, but two draft choices in the first 15 picks of this draft. Unfortunately for them, it's not a quarterback-heavy draft. But one never knows how quickly they can turn things around. And they did have a kid last year who, amidst all the madness, had the second-best rookie season of anybody. Better than Trevor Lawrence. Now, let's land here for a minute. Jacksonville. What to make of this team? Because they have on their roster the most, and I think everybody agrees, generationally talented first overall picked quarterback since Andrew Luck. And before that, you can make an argument that he's better than many of them. Certainly in this day and age, where you need to have a good neck up and you need to have an athletic body who can run and throw. And they have supported him in free agency. Their maneuvers in free agency are quite fascinating. They got him two receivers, a tight end and an offensive lineman. And three players on defense, one at each level. Line, linebacker, defensive back. Very expensive, except for Evan Ingram, who was just $9 million bucks for 1 year. But these are some pieces. These are some fascinating pieces for this team. But the greatest addition, without a doubt, is Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
And Peterson. Not just because we're fans of his and that he won a Super Bowl and that he is a former quarterback who relates well with quarterbacks and should absolutely connect with Trevor Lawrence. But word has come out in the last 2 days. We have not hit this story because we were focused on March Madness and other items and had some terrific in-studio guests take our attention away from the story, which I'm going to spend a few minutes on. But the idea of Urban Meyer being, as I said here, the biggest coaching flop in the history of the NFL. And there's been a lot of them. But to find out that just how bad we thought it was wasn't as bad as it really was is beyond the pale, but maybe not shocking. Just real quick, Doug Peterson, things that he will not do is threaten to fire his coaches after calling them losers. We knew about that already. He will not make a player cry because he has so criticized said player, as apparently he did. He won't threaten to cut players, and by so doing, say that these players should listen to him because once they're cut, they, quote, couldn't get a job paying more than $15 an hour. Which apparently, not surprisingly, upset the professionals in his locker room. He also won't say, I hate scouts. Scouts are lazy, which this article in The Athletic says he did say. I've been around scouts. I don't see how lazy they are. I see how hard they work and how serious they take their job to the point where they turn the music off at a combine. And it's also tough to call somebody lazy when you then walk into a room before you play the Rams and say, who's this 99 guy on the Rams? I'm hearing he may be a problem for us. Which is the oddest mashup of a Jay-Z song I've ever heard.
It's your boy.
Not knowing who Aaron Donald was prior to playing the Rams, which, by the way, they played deep into the season. Talk about lazy. You don't know who Aaron Donald is? How do you think that lands in a professional locker room after you've already kicked your kicker and not come back on the team playing 4 weeks in? And that was the game, the Rams, the one where James Robinson got benched because he demanded it happened. And then after the game said, speak to Bernie Parmalee, our running backs coach, because I don't handle that sort of thing. And he did exactly that and needed Trevor Lawrence to say to him during that game, come on, put him back in. He did after he fumbled 26 plays before. And it was after that game, those players went to Rams players reportedly and said, get me out of here. So bad that somebody told The Athletic that those who experience Meyer's brand of leadership, quote, want a fuller public accounting of his tenure. Oh, and I also didn't mention what Doug Peterson won't do is when he's got a player who's a receiver, John Brown, by the way, from the state of Florida. He won't go up to Trevor Lawrence and tell him to slow down the route for Brown because Brown might be having a trouble with the route because, quote, these boys from the South, their transcripts ain't right. What the hell?
That was the one for me.
What the hell? DJ Chark, by the way, good for you, DJ. He's left. He's on the Lions now. Good for you. You put your name to it. Everybody else is unnamed in this article. DJ Chark put his name to it, saying that it was so bad, quote, I'm surprised he lasted that long, to be honest with you. Told us from day one he was going to maximize our value, and I truly can't tell you one player that maximized their value on the Jags this year. That alone makes Jacksonville a threat, that this guy is so far gone. What a fraud. What a fraud. He was in charge of college kids doing this for so long. What a fraud. Said that he was studying the NFL and then 3 months in didn't know who Aaron Donald was. What a total, complete sham, making it even worse than we thought. So that alone, along with the Jacksonville Jaguars maneuvers that they've made, in my mind, makes the Jaguars a shrug emoji team coming in. They've got to be better. They already look better. Doug Peterson will make them better. The addition of Peterson is now amplified by the subtraction of the greatest fraud perpetrated ever by a coach on an owner. If I'm Shad Khan, I see this article, I'm thinking of suing. What a fraud. Let's take a braid, take a break, by the way. We've got a trade in the NFL. We will hit it when we come back. Tyreek Hill is, in fact, on the move. That has happened. We will discuss it when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Also with you at 844-204-RICH. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so we have a trade. It's unbelievable, man.
It's nuts, man.
I don't get it. Dude, we all in this football loving nation of ours woke up this morning and saw the news that Tyreek Hill was told to seek a trade, and this had to have been going on under the radar, it seems, because a trade with the Dolphins came together pretty darn fast. And there it is. A first round pick this year, number 29, which, by the way, is the Niners pick from the Trey Lance trade last year. Remember, they traded up to 3 with Miami.
Right, right.
So Miami's own earned pick already is elsewhere. That belongs to the Eagles because they gave it to the Eagles to get Waddle last year. So 29th overall, a second round pick, 50th overall, and a fourth round pick, and a fourth and sixth next year. Not bad for a fifth round selection in 2016, which Tyreek Hill was. And Tyreek Hill's going to get paid what? What's the four-year, $120 million?
It's a lot.
Yeah. Four-year, $120 million extension, including $72.2 million. Oh, it's Drew Rosenhaus. So, I mean, no state tax, Drew Rosenhaus.
Done and done.
I mean, 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah. Well, it equals 120.
Equals Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
305. Dale.
And I'm 112.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Live on Sunday.
And so this works on many fronts for Miami. Okay. Let me just give you my quick first blush reaction. How many times have we been on the air?
That's what
happened?
I mean. I was saying that earlier.
So let me just take it all in. So, this works out so well for Miami because you not only have Waddle from last year, it's Waddle and Hill. Good luck. And Gesicki is a terrific tight end. Mm-hmm. And then you also just signed Cedric Wilson from Dallas, right?
Yep.
And then
Chase Edmonds.
Chase Edmonds from Arizona, and he always looked terrific. You know, James Conner took that bull by the horns. Devontae Parker, you don't have to cough him up either. Boy, if I'm Kansas City, wouldn't you have wanted one of these guys back?
Maybe.
I don't. So those are your four. Those are your four wides and your tight end and your running back. And by the way, if you want to hit somebody in the mouth, there's Raheem Mostert, and who knows how to use him and maybe all these pieces together. But Mike McDaniel, who's your new coach. So this is also a way for the Dolphins to go all in. And I would think that if you just saw what the Bills did to Kansas City in losing, but if you see what the Bills are doing on offense, we all do. We see you. We got the googly eyes on Buffalo. You might have to win some games 40-35, right? 42-35, you know? And you got to compete in a conference that now has Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson still in it and back. So you got to compete. And it also shows, okay, that was a shocking firing of Brian Flores. But we wanted to go with an offensive guy, and boy, if we stocked the shelves, which also not only in a way shows that it wasn't in their minds an unfair firing that deserves a lawsuit, but the ultimate challenge in that lawsuit is the threat from that lawsuit is that their owner doesn't really want to win. And he just gave the green check mark to a significant trade for a significant amount of money. And now the question is, can Tua pull it off?
Yep.
Or did they just get all this together for Teddy Bridgewater getting yet another shot? And if Bridgewater does wind up getting another shot there, well, then he's becoming Ryan Fitzpatrick 2.0, where he shows up in the spot where he shows up, he's going to eventually get the start. And maybe he can finally get what he's wanted, from health to support to everything, coaching. And this will be fascinating. But one thinks they are in on Tua. They drafted him. They took him instead of Herbert. They wanted him. They got him. And they have now supported him in a way that one would say is more significant than the way that the Chargers have supported Herbert. Right? Burrow's gotten the support. We've seen what's happened there.
Yeah, did you mention Terron Armstead yesterday too?
No. How about that?
Huge left tackle signing.
They are loaded. Ready to go. Love it. Very aggressive. Very aggressive. For the Miami Dolphins.
Enough to jump New England or Buffalo?
I think they've just passed New England. And I say that with the caveat of Bill always puts something together that the sum of the parts is more significant and dangerous than just what we see on paper.
And Mac Jones was the most impressive rookie quarterback last year. But
you always have to...
Holes everywhere on defense.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Tyreek Hill is significant. And Waddle was beginning to burn bright. And now you've got a coach who's some mad genius sitting in his laboratory right now going, yeah, man. And he's outside of the box, and the Dolphins get the kudos to going with somebody who's totally outside of the box.
And now you get to think about Tyreek maybe and the Deebo Samuel role from last year that the Niners is.
I know why people would say that, but he's no Deebo. He's not going to run people over. He's not going to hit you. Mouthpieces aren't flying out because Tyreek Hill's coming down at you.
No, but
so
he's the fastest guy in the field.
No, I know that.
Yeah, but Debo's running through you, though.
I don't know if there is another Deebo Samuel. But you've got a guy. But you do have a guy that can be as creative with Hill as one thinks Andy Reid was as creative with him in Kansas City. But there's that trigger, man. You know who Tua isn't, and you know who Bridgewater isn't, and hardly anybody is. Patrick Mahomes. Tell me Kansas City plays Miami.
Ooh, good question.
Just say it. Just tell me what I feel like it's just tell me what I need to know. Just tell me what I want to hear. Just tell me what I want to hear.
I don't believe that they do.
They don't? Because
they don't.
Oh, damn it.
They don't.
So we'll have to wait till the playoffs for that one, huh?
Yeah.
6 versus 3 seed. And the Kansas City fans are like, 3 seed? Well, you might have to get used to that.
Yeah, right.
But it's a very deep wide receiver draft. Question is who are you going to get that you can target 150-plus times as the Chiefs did Hill this year? Oh, man. What a story. What a day. Frank Martin. Talk some NCAA basketball when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show. We're still here.
Rich, more importantly, what is the real March Madness? The NCAA tournament or the NFL offseason?
I think you should put that as a poll question.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Let me hit that then.
Because Bleacher Report, hold on a second, let me pull it up. They had a tweet of just all the things that's happened in the NFL like in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we have Tyreek traded, Russ traded, Devontae Adams traded, Deshaun Watson traded, Tom Brady unretired, Aaron Rodgers came back, Von Miller got $120 million from Buffalo, Carson Wentz got traded, Khalil Mack got traded, Amari Cooper got traded, Matt Ryan got traded, Julio Jones got cut, and Baker is just waiting to be traded.
Allen Robinson signed with the
Allen
Rams.
Allen Robinson to the Rams, yeah. What else?
Tyrann Mathieu still lingers, gents.
That's and Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner.
Well, those guys are probably waiting to see how all these pieces are falling. Are you think? Would you be less inclined to re-sign with Kansas City if you're Tyrann Mathieu?
I'm not going back there, no.
They're not as good today.
They're not as good. Yeah, you can turn those picks into what have you, but top three receiver in the league.
Somebody, I mean, gone. Load up. Load up.
Yeah, honestly, for Tyrann Mathieu, you might want to go to Cincinnati.
And how about, you know, Kansas City? You'd have to say they're not as good today, but drafting Hill as a fifth-round pick, becoming a superb talent, one of the best in the league.
That's a great return. That's a great
ROI. Win a Super Bowl with him. You go to multiple AFC championship games with him. And at the end of the day, you turn it into a 1-2-4 in one draft and a 4-6 in another. And in Brett Veach, you trust. Go find another one similar to him.
Tua's got to be just grinning right now. I'm just looking at their depth chart at receiver.
Until Teddy Bridgewater shows up in practice.
Or Tom Brady.
No. What is that for? What are you even whispering that for?
Brockman told me something that I'd never heard a few seconds ago about Brady.
Who was the guy on the boat?
I know that. But that ship has literally and figuratively sailed, sir.
I'm not going to know until week one.
No more heat checks. The heat check is retired.